A very wonderful morning to my esteemed listener. I am Yemi Graceman Adunuju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria, welcoming you to today's edition of our program, Daily Impact. For our meditation and discussion, let's consider the Word of God from the book of Hebrews, chapter number 1. I read from verse 1 through to verse number 4. I'm reading from the New King James translation of the Bible. Scripture says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, as in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, through whom also he made the worlds, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become so much better than the angels, as he has by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, came into this ugly world to manifest to us the glory of the Almighty God. So in Christ Jesus, we have the brightness of God's glory and the express image of his person. The scripture tells us that God at various times and in various ways and manners spoke to the fathers in the time past by the prophets. God spoke to the fathers by the prophets, but in these last days, he has chosen to speak to us through his only begotten Son. The celebration of Christmas is not a theological thing, so should not be subjected to any theological argument. The fact that Jesus was born is enough for us to celebrate, whether we know the actual date of his birth or not. And so this season, we're looking at Christ who came, who was born to conquer. And that's a subject of consideration, born to conquer. Don't forget, God spoke in various manners in time past to the fathers by the prophet, but in these last days, he has chosen to speak to us by his Son. And this Son, God has appointed as heir of all things, and through him, he made all the world. Verse 3 says, Christ Jesus is the brightness of God's glory and the express image of God's person, and is the one who upholds all things by the words of his power. And when he had purged our sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. He obtained his excellent name by inheritance. He obtained a better name by inheritance. Understand, dear listener, that the God we serve is a God of plan, a God of program and purpose. God is a God of plan. He has plans. He plans his things. He's a God of program. Anything God does, he has a plan. He has a program. He has a purpose. God does nothing outside of a purpose. He does nothing without a purpose. Jesus was God's divine purpose for mankind, and he still is. He is the divine purpose of God to answer all the questions of life. He was born to conquer. Jesus came to the Jews first to answer their questions, and then to all of us to answer the questions and to conquer for us. He came to conquer. Don't forget, we lost it to sin. We lost it to the devil in the Garden of Eden. But Jesus Christ became the window of escape that God opened for the children of Israel and for mankind. God told the devil, I am going to put enmity between you and the woman, and between your seed and her seed. You will bruise his heel, but he will bruise your head. Jesus therefore came to conquer. He was born to conquer. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and in verse 57, the Bible says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ Jesus came to win the victory and to give unto us the victory. So all thanks be to God who has given us the victory through Christ Jesus our Lord. Jesus came to conquer and to give us the victory of his conquest. The question we want to answer today and 2 days or so is, what was he born to to conquer. What did he come to overcome? What did Christ conquer? What are those things that the birth of Christ conquer? And what victory has he delivered unto us? We take a look at 1 John chapter number 5. We look at verses 4 and verse number 5. The Bible says, "For whatever is born of God overcomes the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith." Jesus Christ has finished this work on the cross. And the Bible says he has given unto us the victory. Thanks be to God who has given us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. And so we appropriate the victory through faith. You must have faith that the birth of Christ was to give you the victory and the deliverance that your life desperately needs. Jesus came to give you that victory, to give you that deliverance, to give you total victory over many things. And what are these things that his birth came to conquer and to give us victory over? Number one is sin. Sin is our number one enemy. It was when sin crept into the Garden of Eden that man lost his place in glory. We lost it to sin. And in Matthew chapter 1, verse number 21, the Bible says, "And she will bring forth a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin." And so the primary reason why Jesus Christ came was to reconcile man to God. And this he made possible by destroying the power of sin, by conquering sin, and giving us victory over sin. Do not forget, the number one enemy of man's fellowship and relationship with God is sin. In Habakkuk chapter 1 and in verse number 13, the Bible says, "Thou art of a purer eyes than to behold evil." God has a purer eyes than to behold sin or evil or iniquity. He cannot look at sin. Don't forget, when Jesus hung on the cross, he cried, my Father, why have you forsaken me?" The Father temporarily forsook the Son because he bore on himself the sin of the whole world. He was carrying the sin of the world, and God couldn't look at that sin. And that sin included your own and my own. And that's the reason why the Bible says sin shall no longer have dominion over you. In Christ Jesus, sin no longer has dominion because the power of sin had been conquered. Jesus came, he was born into this world to conquer sin and the power of sin, to conquer the guilt of sin and the power of sin. So the coming of Christ Jesus was to show us the express image of God's person and to be the mouthpiece, to be the voice of God to us in this end time. He also came to destroy sin that separated man from God. He destroyed the power of sin. What again did he come to conquer? He came to conquer sickness. And don't forget, in Acts of the Apostles chapter 10 and in verse number 38, the Bible says, "How God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who went about doing good, healing all those who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him." He came to destroy sickness. And so you are not to be subservient to sicknesses and to diseases, because Jesus Christ came to deliver you not only from sin, but from sickness. The birth of Christ, therefore, terminates sicknesses and diseases in our lives because he came to conquer. He was born to conquer sin and to conquer sickness in your life and in my life. And this is why we celebrate Christmas. Christ Jesus came to give me victory over the power of sin and over sickness. May you be ushered into this realm of victory, into the realm of conquest that the birth of Jesus Christ has made available to you in the name of Jesus. Let us pray. I'd like you to lift up your voice this morning. Say, "Christ Jesus was born to destroy the power of sin. Therefore, today, let the hold of sin over my life be totally broken. I am saved from iniquity. I am saved from sin, from the power of sin and the guilt of sin. I am totally delivered. Therefore, from today, sin shall no longer have dominion over me, for I am no longer under the law, but under the grace of God. I take the grace of God to live above sin. I will not be subservient to sin in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name." I'd like you to begin to consciously pray. What are those things? What are the sins that easily beset you, lay them down now and pray. Because Jesus Christ came, I lay down the sins that doth so easily beset me. I lay them down now. I exchange them for the victory of the Son of God who came into this world to deliver from sin. Every besetting sin in my life, your power is destroyed today. For this reason, Jesus Christ came. Therefore, your power over my life and destiny is totally destroyed in the name of Jesus. So shall it be in Jesus' precious name. I'd like you to lift up your voice and pray that because Christ Jesus came, therefore, I will not serve sickness. I will not nurse any sickness. I will not nurse any wound. Let the power of sickness over my life be broken because Jesus Christ came to rescue me from sickness. I am therefore free. I receive total healing. I receive total deliverance from every form of infirmity. You spirit of infirmity, get out of my life. Christ Jesus came to give me victory over infirmity. And so I am made whole. Every form of infirmity over my life, over my destiny, is destroyed today. Every weekly infirmity, monthly infirmity, annual infirmity, your power is destroyed in the name of Jesus. I begin to live in victory and in dominion today, from today, over sin, over sickness. I walk in victory. I walk in dominion, the victory of the cross. I have faith. I believe in God. I am born of God. I am therefore an overcomer. I overcome by my faith in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. It is as you have said, you are delivered, you are free from the power and the guilt of sin and the influence of sin. Sin shall not have dominion over you in the name of Jesus. The influence of sin is broken and totally destroyed. In the name of Jesus, the power of sickness and infirmity over your life is destroyed today. You won't serve sickness in Jesus' precious name. Amen. I invite my esteemed listener to join us this morning for a glorious service at the Light Cathedral. It promises to be very great. Let's gather to worship the Lord and bless His holy name. Time is 8 a.m. You may wish to join this service on any of our social media platforms, on Facebook at LICCNG1, on Twitter at LICCNG, and on YouTube at Lighthouse International Christian Center. Don't forget, tomorrow at 9 a.m., we're having a glorious Christmas service looking at the window of escape. Don't miss it, 9 a.m. tomorrow, Christmas Day. The Lord bless you as you attend. Subscribe to my YouTube channel and follow me on other social media platforms. My handle on all platforms is at Yemi Griezmann. Forward this message and share the link with your contacts. Until I come your way again tomorrow for another exciting edition of our program, I am Yemi Griezmann Adulodun, wishing you a very glorious Sunday and a Merry Christmas. The Lord bless you.